Is Netflix's newest show Insatiable just as bad as everybody says that it is? We're going to be talking about all of that and more on TV Pilot Review, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Why do things have to be so complicated on this show? And this evening, when we're going to be talking about the new Netflix show, Insatiable, for TV Pilot Reviews. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and we miss Jeff dearly. He's getting married.
Getting married.
Yay, Jeff. Congratulations, Jeff. Hey, guys, I'm Linda Entwee, one of your hosts as well.
And I'm D'Angelo.
And we have the live chat actually pulled up. If you do want to comment, this has been a very buzzworthy show. But before we get to talking about it, let's take a look at the trailer when we get a chance. Here it is. Thanks.
Is Patty. High school was a nightmare.
Fatty Patty's huge.
While my classmates were out losing their virginity, I was at home stuffing another hole.
It smells like bacon.
Every day I wondered, how much more of this can I take? Then it hit me. Now what?
Where's Patty?
Right here.
Look! Patty's hot!
Having my jaw wired shut lost me more than just my summer vacation.
Oh, this is like every great high school movie ever made.
Now, I could be the former fatty who turned into a brain. Or an athlete. Or a princess.
No, I'd rather have revenge.
Are you insane?
I don't know.
Patty is out of control. Balls!
I want to punch her in her bitch face.
I want them to hurt like I hurt. I wanted more. I was insatiable. What can I say? This story is full of some crazy shit.
That's what makes it so fun.
That is a great trailer.
Yeah. I think we said that after every trailer.
Yeah. I mean, people that make trailers are just really good at making trailers a lot of the times. Okay. Tell me what you guys thought about the show overall.
You gotta go first.
No, you go first.
Okay.
Please.
I kind of just wanted to hear you guys' opinion.
I'll go first.
No, I'll go. I'm going.
Something is wrong with us.
No.
I'll go.
I overall thought the show was campy. Is that a word? Campy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
And I'm neither here nor there for it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't entertained, I'll tell you that. I was like, oh, okay, I get what all the talk is about.
So I love campy teenage, like, sexy comedies. I mean, that trailer gets someone like me. Oh my God, there's going to be a show like She's All That and 10 Things I Hate About You and like American Pie and some murder thing combined. I love that. But when I actually watched the show, there was just something very off about the entire pace. It, kind of like how we are off tonight. Three of us are yelling at each other.
That's what happens.
We're
when
like
Jeff's
skipping over each other's like sentences. But yeah, and apparently, and I've only watched one, but I've read a lot of articles and stuff, and it's very offensive to a lot of people. So I kind of just am going to watch it to see if it's as messed up as everyone says it is.
That's like, I mean, that's kind of why I wanted to hear you guys' opinion, because I feel bad for liking it, but I did. I was like really entertained by it. I definitely see how it's offensive, but like, it serves a purpose. I don't think it's offensive for no reason, I think. And I'm also wary of it because I think I'm okay with it because it's not anything that explicitly offends me mm-hmm. in my personal life. So I can like identify with that the hypocrisy in that.
Yeah.
So like I feel weird for being entertained by it, and I definitely saw how it was like has that stuff that's super offensive, but like I still kind of enjoyed it. So it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. So is it gonna be a pass or play? We'll do this now. So okay. I have it in my notes at the beginning.
I'm a play, double play for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I liked it.
Interesting.
I don't think we've ever disagreed.
I know.
Yes, you have.
On a show? I don't know.
On a show, I don't think we have.
Really?
You and I disagree a lot, but no. We haven't. You made that clear. I was going to say double pass, but I'm interested in what Sam just said, where maybe I should watch more to see what if it gets more offensive than just the pilot. Mm. So I'm going to be a pass, but I might watch more.
See, yeah, I mean, and also the thing is that this was just the appetizer. So if that's the case, then I'm probably a pass, but I mean, I'm probably a play for myself and maybe a half play for other weirdos out there like D'Angelo.
I'm a weirdo, I guess. What? So you guys think it's a bad show or you were offended by it and that's why you can't watch it?
I'm not offended by the show itself. Mm-hmm. I can understand why other people are offended. Mm-hmm. And I think that, again, I read a lot about the creator and where she was going with this. So I think that if she's trying to make a point that these type of people exist,
right,
and also bringing awareness to how superficial our society can be.
Is.
And especially like young teenage people who are just finding themselves and having to deal with bullying and being shunned and weight issues and all of that stuff. So if she's doing that to highlight the issues, then I get it. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing it like, hey, you got to look a certain way and be a certain way, then that's not okay. Yeah. But the thing is, I don't know if people are going to see what she's trying to do.
Well, I just...
Because of the backlash.
You guys feel like they were saying that being big is bad? Is that what you felt?
I don't even... No, not necessarily. That didn't bother me that much. And for a girl that's not stick thin at all, it didn't even really occur to me to bother me. But there are some other issues, so many other issues with it. And it was creepy and... I get what she was trying to do, but yeah. And by she, we're talking about the creator of the show.
Lauren Gussis.
There she is. Mm-hmm. And she worked on Dexter for like all 8 seasons, and I loved Dexter. Did you guys watch Dexter?
Love Dexter.
I saw a couple episodes.
Yeah, I loved it. Again, I would assume, I would like this. And it was also based on this article called The Pageant King of Alabama by Jeff Chu. It was in 2014. And it was just kind of a bizarre article about this creepy-sounding man that charged $125 per hour to advise girls on how to win beauty pageants. And the article continues to profile this man, Mr. Alverson, about his career methods and getting girls to win beauty pageants. And although someone by the name of Patsy does come up in one article, it would seem that the only tie to Insatiable is that Bob's character is played by Dallas Roberts, and it's based off of him.
So is it that people are offended by the idea of beauty pageants? Is that what the issue is?
No.
What, like, could you guys explain to me what makes this show super controversial?
So Linda,
go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm sorry if I'm jumping ahead.
No, it's fine. So, and this is a kind of a part of the development if the show's going to continue, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, people said they fat shamed, slut shamed, homophobia, a lot of stuff later on. And I guess I'm assuming it continues to get more violent, but there definitely are things I don't think people should be as sensitive about. There's crazy characters. Doesn't matter if they're fat or skinny. They were probably always going to be crazy.
Okay. I mean, I think that that's true, but I think that the controversy is about fat shaming.
Right.
And saying that it's not okay to be overweight. That's what, when I did some research, there are over 200,000 people who signed a change.org petition urging Netflix to stop the show before it began. And it was because of that, because they're saying that their understanding is that you can't be beautiful if you're not skinny. And if we even look at the trailer and we see how she had her mouth wired shut, lost 70 pounds, and then all of a sudden she thought she was beautiful. Yep. When before, when she was 70 pounds heavier, she didn't think she was beautiful. She didn't have any friends. She was sitting at home every weekend, just eating with her friend and not being part of the smart club or the pageant club or whatever, like she can now, which is not okay. That's the problem. You can't say because this person's overweight, they're not beautiful and they can't enjoy life and be successful and be smart and be all of those things. That's what the controversy is. And let's be real, like this is a, like I said, a very campy show. So not only is it sticking to the surface, that's what was my point earlier. You're going to watch it, you're going to see it's campy, but are you actually going to see the issues that Lauren was trying to bring to the surface? I don't know.
I feel like I think about the reason I would say that I didn't feel as though it was fat shaming, but it's still talking about beauty pageant culture, is I'm thinking about that. The scene. Oh, this is going to be a bit of a spoiler. Well, that's okay now, right?
Okay. Let's finish talking about development. A couple more things.
Okay.
Perfect. Controversy was in my development. And the CW actually was supposed to have the show, and they passed on the pilot, but I think they had bought the pilot, and then Netflix acquired it. So, actually, that was the only thing I had left to say. Well, characters and performances, of course. There's Debbie Ryan, who plays Patty. We'll get into the spoiler territory now. What did you guys think about her character? Was she Disney star or Nickelodeon? It was Jessie, I think, on Disney.
Disney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she delivered for sure. Can I
spoil? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Because I just think it's a very important topic that we should comment on, right? And it's, you know, the show's super controversial. The reason I didn't feel like it was fat shaming is that there was a scene when she was talking to the cross examiner, the lawyer, and it appeared that he was going to insinuate that she should have taken the beating from the homeless person just because she was big,
right?
And it seemed like they pointed out the contradiction in that, and so I feel like she was kind of responsible in saying. And drawing that line of I think for the girl, there's a reality if you're a person who's bigger, whether this is a good thing in American culture or not, that you feel some type of pressure, especially at an age of being an adolescent. So I feel like, and then when you do lose weight and become, you become quote unquote beautiful or standard American beautiful, that does open the different type of doors for you. So I think I'm with you in that, okay, does she talk about the fact that that's a problem? Or is she talking about, she just is using it as a plot point?
Yeah.
She has to be responsible in that, and I don't know if she was.
So a couple of things. I wrote some quotes down that Lauren has said. So the first one, it's the reality of what still happens, which is true.
Exactly.
Right? So it's the reality of what still happens, and there are a lot of people in this country who are evolved, but I know that my experience, she's saying, was that there are still people in the world who think that stuff is okay. So again, I think she's trying to bring the issue to light, and even though it's controversial and people are saying that they're fat shaming and all of this and you should not watch it, perhaps we're also having the conversation now, which we don't normally have. And when we say that there's a specific standard of beauty, perhaps now that we're talking about this and you're so offended, we can have the conversation, well, what is the standard? And maybe the standard is not what everyone says it is in Hollywood.
Yeah,
and I mean, the thing is that terrible things happen in the world all the time, and there's TV shows and movies made about them constantly. And are we offended when we watch a movie about, war or family strife?
Yeah.
No, it's sad and it's uncomfortable to watch. Or suicide, you know?
Yeah.
And there's plenty, 13 Reasons Why. It's unpleasant. Some people might not like watching it. And I think this girl is a teenager. She's a kid. And so her brain isn't fully developed yet. I don't think they're writing her as though she's our... I mean, yeah, we're going to root for her. But we're also going to be I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going, I didn't want to root for her at the end.
Breaking Bad type territory.
Exactly.
I think one last thing with the fashion.
Yeah.
I think what's also important with talking about this, I think when I think fat shaming, I think it's because you can be healthy and be big. You know what I mean? People's body types are different. I think when you're shaming someone for being big, then that's a problem. When you're talking about being unhealthy, like from a dietary food standpoint, you can be unhealthy and be skinny, like, you know what I mean? So I think that is what she has to be careful with. Now, I think what our main character in this show, they were insinuating that she was unhealthy.
Yeah.
And I don't, that's why I didn't view it as fat.
But it still doesn't matter if, no, it's no one's business. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, it's no one's business to kind of call you out. And, you know, for a girl, I mean, most girls are like this. They are called fat at some point when they were very young. Because girls know that is the biggest, one of the nastiest things you can say to another girl is you're fat or you look fat. And it's like, even though it's so stupid, and half the time girls do it when they're little, they just know it's going to affect the other one. So, but it's for some reason, it's not you're ugly necessarily or like you're a jerk. It's you're fat. Your fat is worse than anything. I don't know. Did you ever feel like that growing up, Linda? Did you guys ever do that to each other? It's just...
You know, Canadians were not really like that, but I mean, I'm sure we struggle with different things. But I totally think that that's a thing, and especially when you're growing up. And I think that it's unfortunate. So I'm hoping that this show is trying to address the issue in this campy way, so that it attracts the audience that it's aimed at. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I want to say two other things because I think they're important. So Lauren also says that she has struggled with every single issue that she talks about. And she has struggled with every single one of the issues the show tackles. So I'm hoping, because she has a vested interest in it, and we talked about development, that as the show goes on, it actually tackles and people are actually having the conversation rather than let's just bring it up and leave it at that.
Yeah.
Right. Because then the purpose of your show has been nothing. And then I want to know what you guys think about this, because to me, this hit home for me. She said, I think we're in a real danger of censorship if we decide that we all have to tell stories in a certain way so that everyone else feels safe.
I agree with that, actually, a lot.
So that hit home for me, too. I think that a storyteller is a storyteller, and perhaps how you tell your story, it's going to be different how I tell my story and how D'Angelo tells his story. But guess what? That's what you want, so that you have not only the diversity, but you have the creative, like, space to be creative.
Yeah.
And if someone says, sorry, I know I'm on a rampage, but if someone says, hey, you know what? I don't like this. I get it. You don't like it. Don't watch it. But don't, like, you know, say, hey, take it off the air because you think that they're being mean or whatever. I don't know.
It's a great quote. And I think it is, I mean, because we've talked about that. We try to hold the pilots to a responsibility level. Like, so there's a fine line, which is, you know, she's put in that position. So you're being trusted to handle the fine line, like, well, but so I think for her, it's so tough. I don't even have a point, actually. It's just like, I think that's such a great quote, but on the contrary to that, you still have a responsibility.
I agree with you. I know what you're saying.
And she has to find, I hope she attempted, it sounded like she actually attempted to find the fine line.
Yeah, you know, we shall see. There's a bunch of other characters that just give me the heebie-jeebs a little bit. There's the douchey guy that she likes, who was so mean to her in that flashback, and I have a feeling that they're going to be each other's love interest, and that is not a good message.
Which guy is that?
His name is His name is Brick Armstrong. He's played by Michael Provost, and he said something in the beginning. I think it was before she got into the altercation.
The one that helped her up.
Yeah, and then
the blonde.
Yeah, okay. And then she said, you know, I think asked him on a date. Her friend said something, and then he goes, "Just because I was nice to you." You think I like you? I would very not nice.
Right.
But I have a feeling that is probably going to become a
thing.
This
guy right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think and he represents like the prototypical jock type.
See, but here's the thing, okay? So just looking at this, right? And hopefully what Lauren is trying to do is
that I know what you're about to say.
That he's going to grow from his experience of knowing her and be more enlightened and less about the superficial and more about
now that she's skinny.
What I think and I hope that she does is I hope that So I think he's gonna
good point,
act.
Good point.
Yeah, I think he's gonna act prototypical and start liking her now because she's like hot. But like, I think she still has a lot of rage in her from how she was treated when she was bigger. Yeah. And like that, maybe her rage is gonna point out the responsible aspect of the show. Hopefully, comes through like her still being upset that oh, you like me now just because I'm skinny. Like, right. Hopefully, that is how she's responsible with it. I don't know, but
I don't know. Maybe it'd be a shallow Hal situation at some point.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then we had Alyssa Milano, who you don't get to see a lot of in the first episode. She plays Coralie. Did not like this at all. Felt extremely uncomfortable, and I am a fan of hers.
You didn't like her portrayal of the mom?
No. I mean, I think I just didn't like the character, but I just was like, ooh, stop that. When she wiggles off her dress like that, it made me want to throw up.
It was gross. There's not a lot of people to like in this show. Maybe that's why people are upset.
But yeah.
Even the protagonist, her, she's not very likable right now.
She's not.
And her husband is literally... and yeah, he keeps on getting somehow falsely accused of like molesting girls. I mean, you're probably creepy to begin with, old man. Sorry. I mean, he is, what was his name? Bob
Armstrong?
Or no. It's,
I think he was Brick.
Yeah, he was Brick. Mm-hmm. No. Nope, he was not Brick.
Oh.
I'm blanking on this guy's names, but you know, he's the male lead essentially of the show. And okay performance. He's been in a lot of stuff. I just wrote his name down. And I
you didn't think he... I thought he had a great performance.
I guess, again, I just didn't like his character. He weirded me out.
Yeah. I think he's supposed to.
But he's supposed to because he's like Mr. Pageant.
Yeah.
And
he's like a metro. He's kind of metrosexual.
Yeah, and like... Yeah.
But like, where's our home character? You need a home character. Even if all the other characters are crazy, you need at least one.
Because if she's exposing us to the pageant world, maybe that's the point.
Oh yeah, there's Alyssa Milano. Yeah.
And maybe not just the pageant, like to craziness. Maybe you
upper middle class. Yeah. Like just the bougie. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It almost gives me the
Dallas
like,
Roberts.
Yeah. Like remember that show, what was that TV show we watched? Was it called no, what's the show we watch? Dynasty. Like people like that, maybe a class down, but
I
like
guess
bougie-ness like that.
Yes, Bob Armstrong, that is his name on the show.
I didn't like any people in Dynasty.
I did.
Who, the black guy?
Why you say that? Because I'm black.
Yeah.
So what are the stakes here, guys? You think she's just gonna start murdering people? Is that the show? I don't even know.
Well, no, the show is revenge, right? Yeah. So she's gonna get revenge however
for all the people who wronged her.
However it hurts them the most.
Yeah. I think she's like violent.
Yeah.
Well, I see in this trailer that she's punching a lot of people all the time.
Someone.
Yeah. She's very angry.
So maybe she should go to therapy. I mean that should be a thing too.
I like it though. I think like because everyone's gonna interact with her differently now because she's attractive.
She still
feels the same way she felt when she was getting treated by these people in a certain way.
I like that. She seems a little different to me, though, because I guess we didn't know her that well before.
She's angry. She's been treated horribly.
So maybe they should have given us more of a backstory. Like, we should have gotten to know her a little bit more before she lost the weight. That way we could... I don't know.
I like her, guys.
All right. Of course you do.
I'm with it. What does that mean?
Would you have liked her when she was fat? Just kidding. Well, guys,
this is what happens when Jeff's not around.
Are we doing our rating of the pilot itself?
We are. Okay. We are doing our rating of the pilot itself.
Okay.
What would you give it, D'Angelo?
I'm going high. No.
He's
going
to give it a 6.9.
No. It was really good. Oh, my God. Sam's off the wall today, too. Where am I at? I think I'll give it a 4. I really liked it. Yeah.
Okay, so
this is my alone together, I guess.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear what Jeff thought about this.
Yes, this is definitely your alone together. I'm going to give it a 2.
No. Mm. I'm going to give it a 2.6. Mm. I'm 8. 2.8. Can never make up my mind. It doesn't deserve a 2. It goes a little above a 2.6. Mm. So do you think that Netflix will pick this up for another season, or has this been too big of a headache, or because it's been a headache, are they going to prove themselves and not let people tell them what to do?
I think that Netflix is going to definitely renew this for a second season because of the controversy.
There's a lot of talk.
I mean, they didn't renew Girl Boss, which was way better than this, I mean, from what I've seen so far.
What do you think?
Do I think they'll renew it?
Is that a one and done?
I need to watch the rest and see how responsible she is before I say that. But right now, I'd say yes because I like this so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should all watch it.
Yeah.
I guess we're all watching it then.
Yeah. We're all watching
and look,
it then.
This is what Netflix wants. Maybe it's like, you know, you affect people, and some people are affected by loving the show and other people are just really intrigued and can't stop watching. Yeah. Or hate watching.
Hate watching is a thing. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. As I've taught all of you. Yeah.
That's so true. She did teach you that.
You did. You definitely taught us that way.
Is that, I don't think there's an after show here. Do we think... Do you guys want there to be an after show? I mean, I know there are some people on the internet I've read on Twitter and stuff that are obsessed with this show. There's a bunch of memes and things already. There is some kind of a following for it. So let us know if you would be interested. I mean, definitely be a exciting and unique conversation.
A lot to talk about.
Every
episode.
Every week. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could, you know, they could probably do like a special or something here. Maybe like every two episodes. That'd be good.
Yeah, because it's already
That'd
all
be
out.
Good.
Maybe.
Yeah.
How many episodes is it?
10, I believe. And they're mm-hmm. only a half hour. Mm-hmm. So let us know again, please. We want to hear your feedback, especially about shows like this. Keep the conversation going. Where can everyone find you on social media?
Hey guys, Linda Antwi. Linda is so girly all across social media. Hit me up if you want to continue the conversation.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me up on Instagram at D'Angelo or on Twitter at D'Angelo TV.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. We love you, Jeff. Mazel tov. Congratulations.
Enjoy
and
your wedding and honeymoon.
Yes, I'm sure he's going to be watching this right on his wedding night. See you guys next time.
Bye, guys. Congrats, Jeff. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.